From the University of Phoenix in Glendale, Arizona, Super Bowl 42.
It's not uncommon for prostitution rates to increase in cities that host the big game. Many people come to town early, make it into a vacation, and spend money in their own way. Dennis Hoff knows this, which is why he wants to open a brothel in Metro Phoenix in time for this season's Super Bowl.
You know, I look at Phoenix now as a sex town with tourism instead of being a tourism town with some sex.
Hoff grew up in Phoenix in the 1960s, where he says he saw sex workers on the streets all the time, and he doesn't feel much has changed. He now lives in Nevada, a state that has legalized prostitution in some counties. Hoff runs a brothel there, the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, which was featured in the HBO series Cat House.
Here's a toast to the best family, the Bunny Ranch family, having a good time, and anything goes tonight.
Yeah. Hoff claims legalizing the business has cut down on illegal sex trafficking in the Nevada county where he operates. And that claim is part of his pitch to the city of Phoenix to open a brothel for Super Bowl fans.
You're never going to cut down the demand, so you can only control the supply. And you control the supply by either arresting people and putting these pimps in prison and helping out these underage girls who are definitely victims that are being trafficked, or you look at legalization.
Melissa Farley doesn't buy that argument.
There is as much trafficking in the state of Nevada as there is any place else, despite the existence of legal prostitution.
Farley is a clinical psychologist and the founder of Prostitution Education and Research, a nonprofit organization based in San Francisco.
We've studied prostitution in Nevada for the U.S. State Department Trafficking in Persons Office. The latest research evidence suggests that wherever legal prostitution exists, you have drastic increases in trafficking.
Farley says Dennis Hoff's plan equates to giving him legal status as a pimp, and Brenda Myers Powell agrees. She's a former sex worker who says she once worked for Hoff at a legal brothel in Nevada.
What makes him any different than the pimp who posts his girl on the internet and gets 50% or 40%? It's still pimping. You're getting paid from a woman's prostitution, am I right?
Myers Powell says she was 14 when two men kidnapped her and forced her into prostitution. For 25 years, she says, she was trafficked across the country and forced to go where the money was, and that included Super Bowl games.
We'd never go into the games per se, but we would find out where the different parties were. We sit at the bar, and people were very loose with money. They were drinking. They were, you know, intoxicated, and they were ready to have a ball.
Myers Powell says for sex workers, legally regulated prostitution is no different than being trafficked. But at least one study out of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas supports Dennis Hoff's claims that it could make a difference.
Sex workers in the brothels feel much safer. They're able to handle any unruly clients.
Barbara Brent spent 15 years interviewing sex workers in Nevada's brothels. She says some of the women used to work for violent pimps, but because prostitution is legal in parts of the state, they were able to get off the streets and into brothels.
And so at that level, yeah, legal brothels probably would make a difference. I mean, it has made a difference in the lives of some of the women that we interviewed in the Nevada brothels. Will it solve all human trafficking? No, but it will do a little bit to alleviate it.
Still, the state of Arizona does not want anybody buying sex. The governor even established her own human trafficking task force, and so did the city of Phoenix. The state's attorney general's office is also working on the issue, even using the weight of the National Football League to discourage people from purchasing sex from minors. This public service announcement features former Arizona Cardinal quarterback Kurt Warner and his wife Brenda.
When it comes to human trafficking of children, we want the world to know.
We're not buying it.
Arizona's not buying it.
Despite the opposition, Dennis Hoff remains vigilant in his plan.
The naysayers need to look around and understand it's in your community now. I'm not bringing anything new. Now, am I here to make money? Yeah. But if you can do the right thing and make money, that's what America's about.
Hoff already offered the city of Phoenix $500,000 to open his brothel, an offer the mayor turned down. Hoff admits his chances are slim, but says he'll keep trying to persuade legislators to change state law and legalize prostitution in time for the Super Bowl. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Aaron Granillo.